13th of September 2018 from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. This is PJ, your internet pastor. Tracy Chapman in the background talking about a revolution. Let's listen to a few words and I'll be right back. Sounds like a whisper.
While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Who are people gonna rise up? Get their share. Who are people gonna rise up and take what's there? Don't you know you better run, 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 run.
Tracy say you better run, 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 run. Well, thank you for joining me for my webcast today. Listen, I want you to listen to this clip that I received on my Facebook Messenger today. Thank you, Tracy. And I want you to give some thought to what you're about to hear. It came to me on Facebook Messenger from a friend of mine. And my webcast will be concerning what should we do in light of what we're listening to. Listen to this.
I wanted to share something with you. Sean King.
It's for the New York Daily News and who I follow on Twitter. And if you don't follow Sean King on Twitter, do so. Sean King is brilliant. And he writes regularly for the New York Daily News. And he wrote this piece called Why I'll Never Stand Again for the Star-Spangled Banner. And I just want to share three paragraphs from Sean's piece about this. He says, first off, he's talking about the Star-Spangled Banner. He says, first off, the song, which was originally written as a poem, didn't become our national anthem until 1931, which was 117 years after Francis Scott Key wrote it. Most of us have no true idea what in the hell we've been hearing or singing all these years. But as it turns out, Key's full poem actually has a third stanza which few of us have ever heard. In it, he openly celebrates the murder of slaves. Yes, really. It goes like this. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, and the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. And then Sean's King goes on to explain what that means. He says, while it's always been known that the song was written during American slavery and that when those words about this nation being the land of the free didn't apply to the millions who had been held in bondage, few of us had any idea that the song itself was rooted in the celebration of slavery and the murder of Africans in America who were being hired by the British military to give them strength, not only in the War of 1812, but in the Battle of Fort McHenry in 1814. These black men were called the Corps of Colonial Marines, and they served valiantly for the British military, and Francis Scott Key despised them. He was glad to see them experience terror and death in war to the point that he wrote a poem about it, and that poem is now our national anthem. While I fundamentally reject the notion that anyone who owned other human beings was either good, moral, or decent, Francis Scott Key left absolutely no doubt that he was a stone-cold bigot. He came from generations of plantation-owning bigots. See, I don't call them plantations anymore. I call them concentration camps, but anyhow. They got wealthy off of it. Key, as District Attorney of Washington, fought for slavery and against abolitionists every chance he got. Even when Africans in D.C. were injured or murdered, Francis Scott Key stood strong against justice for them. He openly spoke racist words against Africans in America. Key said that they were, quote, a distinct and inferior race of people, which all experience proves to be the greatest evil that afflicts a community, end quote. This is in the context of Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand for the Star-Spangled Banner. Sean King nails it, as Sean King so often does. And it's just a brilliant piece. Check it out. The British, I don't have time to go into the whole backstory. But anyhow, we'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
All right. The article, by the way, is in the New York Daily News.
There you have it. That was his show. And that's what he said. Now, let me give you a quick response, because my friend asked me to respond to that. And this is what I said to him when I answered him back on his Facebook Messenger. I said, yes, I get the point, but my dilemma is this: how does one show heartfelt allegiance towards a country, albeit a slave-driving country? How does one show a sense of thankfulness? I'm talking about in my own life, I'm speaking for me. Thankfulness or gratitude for that given country. When I went to school as a kid, I understood the hand on the heart and the flag that this was our country. And I furthered in my little quip, I said, but now, what do I do since I've discovered so late in my life, at 74 years of age, that the people that wrote the anthem were a bunch of bigots? How am I to honor my country and say thank you to it? And then I said, I need help here, man, because I don't know any other way than to pledge my allegiance to this place in mass company by standing and giving some kind of thanks beyond that. And the dilemma on my hands. So let's talk about what we can do in order to give that kind of gratefulness for what this country has offered, is offering, and shall offer to me in the future, in such light or in spite of this anti-human behavior of the constitutional fathers, so to say. What am I to do? What am I to do? And that is where I am right now, and I'm asking you, my audience. Now, you don't have to be religious. You don't have to pray and all that stuff. You don't have to do any of that. I told you on my website, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm trying to see if when I go to that new football stadium that they're going to open up in Inglewood, that stadium that the Rams and the Chargers will play in, and I'm sure that on the first game in that stadium, they're going to have some ceremony, and it's going to be filmed, and it's going to be shot all over the globe. Man, I remember when I was a kid growing up. I mean, what's going to happen when they play the national anthem in that stadium? In the LA Rams and LA Chargers stadium. Packed house. What you going to do? Are they going to fly the American flag at the stadium? Will there be any flags flying anywhere? But what am I to do? If I went in to see the football game, and they have the American flag and the California state flag in the stadium, if I walk through the entry level of that brand new stadium, when they have the American flag and the California flag, am I supposed to walk out of the stadium, give up my seat because that flag is so offensive to me? I see those guys putting that stadium up every time I pass by it. It's going to be a masterpiece, I'm telling you. So I'll let the trash truck pass, and then I'll come back when it's a little bit more quieter, and you need to help me with this. All right. You've listened to the clip. Everybody got their blog show, and this is America, the land of the free and the home of the damn brave, right? You can say what's on your mind. Can I speak what's on mine? I'm 74 years old. I'm a black man. I am one of the ancestors of the black slaves that was killed by the bigoted Francis Scott Key. A few hundred years down the pike. Now here I am in the country in the year 1931, which adopted to use this racist, bigoted song as a national anthem. And rightly so, you guys have pointed out to me that the song was put together by somebody that owned slaves. We know about Jefferson. He was screwing all the slaves in the women's hooch in his, but yet he was a great president. Washington, he was a slave owner. My goodness, and don't forget William Clinton, a recent president, screwing and doing whatever in the Oval Office with his Arkansas racist self. But here's a question that I have. In light of the ongoing perplexities and problems that we're facing today in our country, what are we to do when we have a national event and everyone is present? I would like to know, what are we to do? Let's say that I woke up tomorrow and the national anthem was banned. You could not sing Francis Scott Key's song. Do we begin to sing Lift Every Voice and sing the black national anthem? No, we can't do that. But maybe we can do that since everybody, white, red, black, and brown, all came from the black man. Why don't we sing that as the national anthem? Since it's proven that all the nationalities came from Africa. And so why don't we make that one the national anthem? Nope, because the pale-faced white folk are not going to like that. And they're going to cite when a black man killed a white man. Now, wait a minute. Well, now maybe we can use an Asian national anthem. You know. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm just saying that you're not going to be able to please anybody because you got the Asians. And then you got the Hispanics over here. And you got the Guatemalans and everybody else. All of them want to be a part of this melting pot of good grace. Now, I'm in the Los Angeles Stadium in the year 2020 when they opened it up. First game, the Rams and the Chargers. They may be playing each other in the stadium. I got a box seat with Dr. Klink because he said he was going to buy one for me. And the guy says, let us all stand. Everybody in the stadium stands. No music, no nothing. And then he says, you may be seated. I look at Bob and say, what was that all about? What? Look, my question is, what do we do? I'm going to leave the webcast right there. I say, flip that dude that did that podcast. This is my country. I've been here longer than him. And I don't mind the first verse. You better not ever sing the second verse to me. I don't mind the first verse. Because the bombs were bursting in air. And let me tell you why. Because if you go to a high school student today that graduated last June, and you ask them, what was the greatest catastrophe that ever took place on the soil of the United States of America that killed more Americans from an enemy? They could not tell you that it was 9/11 because they weren't here. They were not here. Just like we were not there when Francis Scott Key penned those words. You don't know what that man was thinking and feeling. You don't know the exhilaration that the so-called free Americans were trying to come to. This country's come through a metamorphosis of bull. Oh, man. Bullshit. I'm just going to say it. Emmett Till, remember him? I like what his mother said. Leave that coffin open. I want him to see what they did to my child. We've come through that. Remember the Black Panther Party? All their commanders shot in the bed with their women. Oakland police coming in there just shooting them, killing them in New York. I know about all that. I know about the, but I don't have time to be getting mad every time somebody bring up something and I'm going to start crying and throwing sticks and everything. Oh, I got a good one for you. Wait a minute. Let's end up this webcast right. That white female cop that shot that black so-called Bible study leader in Dallas, Texas, as he was there. Now they got pictures all over the internet with them standing hand in hand with each other. We all know what that was about. You want to tell the truth about that? You want to put a national anthem on that? That's why they should play the national anthem. It's white people and black people still screwed up, lying, and now we're around here killing each other. What we ought to do is sing that thing and say, you know what? We need to straighten up our act. Now, I'm going to end up with a great song. I think this song really depicts what I want to say. And Tracy Chapman says, we got to look across the line. Listen to the words of this song.
Across the lines, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks, separates whites from blacks. Choose sides.
Choose sides.
Run for your life.
Run for your life. Uh-huh. Go ahead on, Tracy.
Tonight the riots.
Tonight the riots. Yeah. Because if you don't get this thing right, that's what you're going to have on your hands. Keep on singing, girl.
Back streets of America.
Back streets of America.
Kill the dream of America.
Kill the dream of America. My dream. Go on, Tracy. Tell him. Keep singing, girl. Go on.
Little black gets assaulted.
Yeah.
Ain't no reason why.
Uh-huh.
News prints a story.
Mm-hmm.
Racist tempers fire.
Mm-hmm.
Next day starts a riot.
Mm-hmm.
Knives and guns are drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Two black boys get killed, one white boy goes blind.
See?
Across the lines.
Yeah.
Who would dare to go?
Who would dare to go across that line?
Under the bridge.
Under the bridge?
Over the tracks.
Over the tracks. That separates the whites and the blacks. Listen.
Choose,
I gotta choose sides now.
Run for your life.
I'm too old to run. Hey, I'm done.
Tonight the riots begin.
Tonight the riots begin. Now that's what we gotta deal with, Cullen.
Back streets of America. They kill the dream of America. Little black gets assaulted. No one know her name. Lots of people hurt and angry. She's the one to blame. Across the lines, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks, separates whites from blacks. Choose sides. Run for your lives. Tonight the riots.
You figure it out. Whose national anthem?